Yep, wow.
Oh, it's good to be back in the valley.
Bloody, isn't it, mate?
A
couple of weeks off. We've been chilling, killing. You know, it's been a little while.
It has been a hot minute. Yes. Busy. Digesting a lot of life, digesting a lot of music. You know, it's been
just been a lot of life and a lot of music.
Yeah. But this is the Heavy Boys podcast, and I'm Bailey and that's Brody.
Oh, you done did bamboozle me.
Oh, I done did it. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's been so long. Oh, my God. I totally forgot how to do intros. Silly me.
Anyway,
how have you been, mate?
Good, mate. This is episode 17 for anyone keeping count. I've been all right, you know, just trying to focus on uni. I just had my second quiz and that was going to serve me until like just something clicked. So I ended up not doing too bad.
That's not bad at all. Can't complain.
Yeah. We're sat here on a lovely Wednesday night, 10 to 9. It's quite nice outside. There's a nice cool breeze about. We've begun the descent into winter. The days are still quite warm. Like today was pretty bloody warm, mate. But the mornings are cool. The nights are cool. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Could almost wear a long sleeve during the day.
Pretty good waking up in the morning, you know.
Not sweating.
It's that, that's that crisp. It's not cold enough for me personally to be like,
no.
Yeah, I've got to like chuck on a jumper, but it's nice enough to like walk around comfortably and not sweat.
Yep.
Until it gets to, I don't know about you, but like 8:30 for me this morning was when it really started setting in that it was getting hot.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice it until a bit later. Oh. No, it probably might have been 8:30 actually, now that I think about what I was doing. Was it bloody work?
Oh, no, not the bloody work. It's bloody hell. Why the bloody hell do I have to work for the damn man? Blah. Yeah, I was on my way to the gym. So it was, that's why it was getting hot for me. I was fucking... whew.
Sheesh.
I was stretching.
Now, it looked like a big session today.
Nah. I mean, it was. I was so over Skio. Mm. I hate that fucking thing so much. And the partner I was doing it with only did 350 meters in one run. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Jesus.
So I thought, well, fuck it. I'm going to just take his slack. And I felt really good about that. But fuck. I feel pretty sore now. Between the two of us, we did 6,000 meters
damn.
In 24 minutes.
That's not bad at all.
Mate, it's not bloody bad, mate. It's not bloody bad, mate. 12 minutes each, realistically. Mm. But I didn't time mine, and he didn't time his, so you can't really tell who actually did what. But you realistically, I reckon you could split it down the middle.
Mm. Damn.
I don't think I would have gone as hard as him, but he was a pretty big boy and he looked better down shape as I did. Considering. But no, I do like deload week. That means not so heavy weights.
Yeah. It's the best way
to
do it.
Be a little bit more chill. Yeah, but that's because next week it's gonna start getting more fucked.
Yeah. You just do a bit of progressive overload, mate.
Yep. Pretty much. It's how we do it in the streets, mate.
That's pretty much how all the powerlifters do their stuff.
But you should see some of the workouts our coaches do. Holy fuck. They did a... I'll have to try and find the workout that they did, but there was a buy-in to get to do the session that went for an hour and a half. Jesus. Most physically intense thing any of those guys have done.
Yeah.
But the buy-in was 50 burpee pull-ups.
Oh.
So you had to burpee
and into on the a way up. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Had to do 50 of them. And if you wanted out, you had to do 50 of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I'll try and find the whole workout, but I good luck.
That's a mentally tough people, but
oh yeah, dude. Fuck. They're the people that slam weights everywhere and
nice people. Grown
and fucking yeah, no, but they're all good people. I love those people. But enough about heavy weights, mate. It's time about heavy music, heavy metal.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Mostly, there has been. But I want to bring up a couple of things that have, you know, popped up recently. In the last couple of weeks, I suppose, anyway. Because I don't know. I think there's been a few noteworthy things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of want to bring up the fact that Matt Heafy's done yet another 5 songs covered acoustically on YouTube for What the Dead Men Say. He's done them for everyone so far except for Ember 2 Inferno.
Yeah.
So go check that out if you're into acoustic music or Matt Heafy, really.
Yeah, I think we can make an exception for Have.
Yeah, I do. I'll have to check that out because I didn't realize that he did one or that he has been doing them. What the Dead Men Say, Catastrophist, Bleed Into Me, Defiant, and Scattering the Ashes are the 5 songs that he's chosen. So go and check out his YouTube channel. That'll be in the description below. Maybe if I can be bothered.
Or just YouTube. It's not hard. It's 2021.
Yeah, mate. Just search the bloody Matt Heafy, mate. Come on.
that sentence.
Yes, come on, mate. Matt Heafy. Tool finally gets 3 albums to double platinum and triple platinum.
Wow.
Congratulations. Undertow and Lateralus got triple and 10,000 Days got the double.
I was going to say, it better not be Fear Inoculum.
Oh, don't think that's going anywhere up there anytime soon. they're dreaming if it's... Yeah, it's not happening, bud. I don't see it happening. And same with Avenged Sevenfold's Nightmare and Hail to the King. They finally went platinum as well.
Congrats, boys. Both important in my journey into metal.
Yes, I would agree. Well, I mean, Nightmare, mostly. I think of it, Hail to the King's where I fell off.
But the Metallica worship.
Same time.
Their Black Album.
Fuck. In a way, it's like, as gross as it is, it's actually not that bad.
No, I could probably put it on still.
I probably last maybe halfway through that album before getting over it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a stacked album, though.
Nightmare, on the other hand.
Banger.
Banger. All day, every day. You can go back to that. Fear Factory as well finally released a new song.
Yeah, I saw that and haven't checked it out though.
Aggression Continuum, the new album, also comes out June 18. So check that out as well if you're into new metal. It's been a while since I've listened to Fear Factory. I found them in 2012, I think it was.
Yeah, no, I was probably the same. Like, one of the first bands I found, it was just through, like, MP3 downloading.
Yeah, well, it was fucking my mate Dean who found them and just gave them to me on USB. And, man, they were heavy, but I wasn't ready for, like, the glitchiness and all that weird sort of vocal stuff. And I hadn't found Deftones at that point either. So...
You know, I really enjoyed them and I stopped listening to them and caught them at a Soundwave one year and they were fucking dreadful. None of them were on time or anything, like in sync with each other. It was a shit show. And that's the same kind of response I've heard from a lot of people about seeing them.
Oh, well, that's pretty upsetting. What is their excuse? Polyrhythms?
Drugs.
Oh, well, you know what? Also makes sense. Well, sounds like going and seeing them at an indoor show is a fear factory then, huh?
That's a good one.
Thank you very much, sir. Mice and Men are about to drop another EP. But the new song that they have dropped to promote, it's actually not so bad. A little bit darker. I thought, fuck it, I'll check it out. A little bit darker. Yeah,
you're good at that.
Yeah. I thought, fuck it, I'll chuck it on. It's not bad, but it's like...
I think it's because, like, while I'm at work, I don't really get time to listen to it. So, like, there's, like, 4 or 5 days a week where it's, like, 8 hours blocked out. So, when I finish, I want to put on something I'm going to enjoy, I know.
Yeah.
Almost like that, I think it is. So, I'm like, no, I'm not putting it on.
It's I'm totally it like that, eventually. Too. But at the same, because I spend a lot of my time listening to stuff that, like, I've already listened to, or finding stuff that, you know, isn't what I'm listening to, which is what I spent a lot of my spare time doing recently. But no, I thought, fuck it. Gotta give a bit of love to Mice and Men from time to time, because Attack Attack dropped a buddy song. What was it, the other time of the weekend, or was it today?
Today.
Fucking hell.
What are they thinking? Like, what is that?
It's a little bit late for April Fools, isn't it?
Literally, man.
But at the same time, it's kind of funny.
It is a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, because as soon as they're like, oh, it's out, I'm like, oh, perfect. Just saw the 1 minute down the bottom of the single sheet on the Apple Music page. I'm like, oh, whack.
Yeah.
But it's got a banjo and a gent. It's got some anime and it's kind of a little bit of a banger. So check that out too. Of Mice and Men, by the way, dropped their EP on May 28th. It's titled Bloom, if anyone actually gives a fuck. Speaking of people giving a fuck, it's good to see that My Chemical Romance have delayed more tours until 2022. But also disappointing considering Mudvayne just announced that they're coming back in 2021.
Yeah, so from what I've seen, I haven't seen anything to do with an album. It's just tours.
Yes.
Yeah.
For Incarnation, Louder Than Life, Aftershock, and Welcome to Rockville. I'm pretty sure Incarnation is they're touring with Slipknot. And there was another band there, but I can't really remember. I don't think I care. That's why. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Because Mudvayne's back for show.
Yeah. I got to catch that. Ba-ba-dang.
I hope they're going to drop at least a single to kind of tour with, cool. At least. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Give us some new material, Mr. Men's. And August Burns Red re-recorded Leveler for the 10th anniversary. Congratulations, boys. Very well done. That comes out on May the 21st. And a live stream to celebrate the release of that on the 22nd of May. So the following day, if you're good at math, which I am, so fuck you. And also, in case anyone also cares as much as I do, The Contortionist is doing a live stream the same date. So go and check that out. Like I will be instead.
Just to add something in there as well, Devil's Prada, the zombie EP too.
Yes. Fucking cool. Gonna be incredible.
Hopefully it's more along the lines of the first one as well, a bit heavier than their normal stuff.
Yeah, it should be. I know they want to go back and do heavy stuff. They just don't want to fucking admit it.
This is their excuse to do it.
Yes, because they're pansies now. We've grown up. We wear flannelettes.
We're serious.
We're a serious band. We're a serial band now. But that's all the noteworthy stuff that I have.
Yeah, we got a new Gojira single.
Oh, that album fucking is ripped. Gonna be so it's fucking gonna be good.
Huge.
Oh man, like the end of the month can't come soon enough. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's still 2 weeks away at this point.
Yeah,
this freaking album.
It's gonna be sick, man. Oh, I'm very excited.
They don't really miss.
No. And these singles are huge.
Like, Magma for as like overrated of an album it is, it's still sick. Still a pretty solid like release from the French lads. But they go from strength to strength realistically. Mm-hmm. And in where they fucking drop some line, they pick it back up in the next album. It's fine. I can't wait for Fortitude, I'm pretty sure it's called.
Yep.
Fuck. These singles have just been so crazy. Oh, I know. I can't stop praising them, honestly.
And I think the biggest thing there is how good the drums sound. Like, every time I listen to any of the singles, I'm like, Brand of Sacrifice, this is what drums sound like. Every time, like, this is what they're meant to sound like, guys. Like, especially on an Amazonia, oh my god.
Yeah,
for they're so punchy.
And we also got a new Storm as well.
Kaonashi song today.
Oh the my god. Boys. They're releasing nice their new album,
Dear Lemon House, You Ruin Me, Senior Year. And the new track, An Evening of Moving Pictures with Scooter. Oh, it's gonna be sick.
It's album art's pretty fucking hectic too. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Gonna be a pretty intense album to listen to, I think.
Coming off the Why Did You Do It release. I wanna call it an EP. It's only 7 songs and 29 minutes. I guess you could argue either side of that, but this one is going to be 11 tracks in 48 minutes, so definitely an album.
Yes.
Going along with that same narrative of Jamie.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what is going on here because
where it is said.
I thought this motherfucker dead.
Maybe Jamie lived.
Well, fucking pussy. Nah. It's interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens to him now.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to go back through and figure out what actually happened and piece it together so we can talk about it and break it down in Law Busters.
Kaonashi Law Busters.
But no, the new single was sick. Very, very groovy, very funky. Fuck. Just so nice to hear new Kaonashi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and anyone unfamiliar with them as well, Peter Rono, the vocalist, also featured on that
Mugshot,
that's it. EP we the talked EP. About a couple of weeks ago.
Fucking belter.
The man.
Such a good feature too.
Mm. Such a good vocalist. Yes. He's so different.
He is.
Very screamo.
Like a Peter Garrison, not Peter Garrison, Brian Garrison away.
Yeah.
Almost like Peter Garrett for a moment.
I know. Almost like him with Garrett Russell from Silent Planet, if you like kind of fuse them together in a way. Like Garrett's style of delivery, but like the sound of Brian.
Yes.
Like I think that's where he kind of sits. Very unique. Fantastic band, and that out that EP album is sick.
EP album, I'd go and listen to it too. Why did you do it?
Yeah,
gear up for the album that comes out very soon.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge exciting album contender of the year, I think.
Oh, I'm pretty excited for it. I still can't wait to throw some more albums into this list. I don't know if anything else really has piqued enough of my interest yet.
No, I was thinking about this the other day, right? Like, where we sit right now, almost in May, what did we really have this time last year? Because I feel like this year's, whilst we've had some incredible releases, it's almost been slow. Like, there isn't a lot coming out, but what is fucking spectacular. So this time last year, we had Amity Affliction and Polaris. We had the Black Dahlia murder. We had Aether Coven. I'm trying to think what else big there was earlier in the year.
Where's this fucking playlist? This will sort it out.
Because, yeah, it was weird.
Silent Planet did the redo.
Mm-hmm.
Silent Planet did the redo of, what is it? The Night God Slept.
Yep.
They had Lorna Shore in January.
Okay, yep, Lorna.
Yeah, then we had Amity, Polaris.
Mm-hmm, Monolith. Day.
Code Orange.
Yeah, that was nice and early.
Invent Animate. Nine Inch Nails did some weird shit. Neck of the Woods. Enter Shikari. Black Dahlia. Aborted had that the EP. Vermicide Violence. Trivium. Yeah, they were pretty big albums.
Yeah, so I feel like kind of by this time last year, we had a bit more, I want to say. Also, Great American Ghost had their fantastic album. Lil Uzi Vert had Eternal Attack. Cattle Decapitation had Death Atlas.
The Used drops an album too.
Dance Gavin Dance.
Yeah, shit, dude.
Yeah. Yes, I feel like we're a bit slower, but what we've had is fantastic.
And there's a lot of quality coming through, I think.
Yeah, I still feel like we're just still at the tip of the iceberg. Like, this back half of the year is just going to be release after release. Like, well, nothing already from Periphery is confirmed. Still, have we got a date from Chunk yet?
No, we don't. But speaking of Periphery, Misha is actually going to feature on August Burns Red re-recordings for Leveler. He's going to feature as a guitarist because apparently they're changing up some solos.
Okay. And they're bringing in the big guns.
Yeah, they're bringing in the big dog.
The fucking Gent Lord himself.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Let's go, Misha. Let's go.
The Porsche driver and Rolex wearing Gent King.
Hey, man, he don't give no fuck. He got his dick swinging below his knees. He's just like, hey, what's up, girl?
So let's kind of get started with what we've had release and listening to. And I wanted to start with the big dumb boys. Sangui Sugarbog and their album Tortured Hole.
Fucking Christ.
They released their highly anticipated debut full length. They're a 4-piece brutal death metal band from Ohio.
Wow. This is a pretty full on listen, isn't it?
It is. So, like, everywhere online, like, everyone was so hyped for this release. Like, they had one little, like, EP sort of snippet thing before this, and it basically just took everyone by storm. And, like, everyone's just been waiting to see what they come out with. And I feel like they don't really care about the hype or anything like that. They've just kind of made the album they want to make because it's almost like a punch in the face to, like, the more modern death metal stuff coming out as well. using their like core production. Yeah, it's a little bit more screaming. And it's like a, yeah, it's a, they've got a drop G tuning on their guitars as well. So, you know,
yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a subvertation of expectations, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Especially considering what a lot of people are, you know, wanting from metal, what's popular and what's not. But in saying that, for me, it's a bit of a throwaway, a bit of a one and done. I did listen to it a couple of times because I couldn't get over some of the fucking lyrical passages in that album. And also the name. Fuck. What the, Dick Fillet.
Yeah.
Menstrual Envy. Dead as shit. Into Lube.
Yeah, Into Lube.
Those are just funny as fuck. Couldn't believe it.
Sonically, you know, your obvious influence coming from like Mortician and Cannibal Corpse. When I first heard the singles, it didn't really grab hold of me. I thought it was going to be very slammy. It definitely has the slam sound still, but it's just more kind of dumb caveman riffage.
Yeah.
It's got ridiculous really lyrics, sludgy riffs. It sounds like they've got a fucking cast iron keg for a snare drum. It's just, it's a lot of fun. It'll put a smile on your face.
Hearing the fucking pang of that just drum.
Pung, 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 pung.
Fucking got Lars's snare in fucking Shane Anger.
Drag By Trucks are my favorite track from the record.
I'd say name too. That's probably the most fun sounding track.
Yeah.
But I'd also have to give some credit to Dick Fillet because it actually is a pretty good song.
Yeah. It is good.
It's mostly the lyrics that kept me listening to that album.
Yeah, no, it's not one I went back to a whole lot, but like, just put it on for a laugh every now and again. Just for a fucking just dumb big caveman. Ooga booger in it.
Fucking, it's just that sludgy mess is not even the way to describe it.
No,
it's the caveman has shit his pants, and dropped it on the fucking ground, shitted, carted, fucking hell. I've had shitted, a bloody farted long day,
and cummed in his pants. That's what's happened.
He's done it all. And, yes, no, I think if it wasn't for the pang, it's still a throwaway, but the pang and the lyrics, for sure, the best parts.
Oh, 100%.
But Sangui, Sugarbog,
Tortured Hole.
Give that a listen.
Big name if you're, as well.
if you're into some slammy style, death style metal, I suppose.
Yeah, you heard the man.
Yes, you bloody done heard me, all right, boy.
Did you want to talk about a more recent one? I know one that you're definitely going to have a fair bit to say about, so I kind of want you to take the lead on this one.
Oh, well, I was going to see whether you wanted to talk about Hail the Sun.
Yes, I did want to talk about this one.
Because this is a pretty good, I like this one a lot.
The Swan Call Worship.
Yes. Because I was like, as off the first, it was like Swan Call, I'm like, okay, let's see how this goes. And I think it leans a little more into Circa Survive than it does
DGD.
Yeah. But fuck, if it wasn't for the vocals, I think. Yes. Sounding so much like
Tillian.
Anthony.
I was going to say more like Tillian.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's all I heard.
Well.
Like, not as good as Tillian, but.
I guess. Yeah.
This is what you come to us for. The split decisions.
Maybe that's just how much more time I spent listening to Circus Survive than DGD.
Yeah, this could be it.
Because I felt like a lot of their passages in this album felt like Circa album. Like I felt like a Circus Survive song. In saying that, though, a lot of the guitar work was, you know, obviously very reminiscent of how Mr. Swan would play himself. Yeah. And although not the highlight of, you know, my listening.
No, not like a Dance Come and Dance album would almost.
Yeah, I think it's more the drums and the vocals for me. I think he's got such a fucking a beautiful flow about him and such finesse. He absolutely carries the album, I think, along 100%. With the vocals that are just so crisp. You know, again, maybe not as smooth as, you know, Anthony Green, but I think he's definitely. It's great that he's more willing to scream too than the other vocalists.
Yeah,
and he can.
Yeah,
which is impressive. And the way that he's layered his vocals throughout the album too, some of the melodies he gets going on are so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I think I'd take this one over Afterburner.
Oh yeah, 100%.
This is a fantastic 100%. Album. It's gone straight into my my short list of albums of the year.
Yeah, it has. For sure. I was pretty stoked with this one when you sent it through. I was like, damn, man. I would have to say, Jesus. So solipsism. I don't even know what that is. My brain hurts reading it. Major Mark, Parasite Cleanse, Hyper Hysteriantics. They'd probably be my picks for the better songs. I think
Major
album.
Mark for me.
Oh, far out. But yeah, I recommend this for sure. If you just to see if anyone has a Weedly Weedly.
Do enjoy a bit of Weedly Weedly.
Yes, we do like a bit of Weedly Weedly. Oh.
One I wanted just to bring up, just because it's a bit funky. Did you listen to it? The record by Sleep Terror, Above Snakes.
Yeah, I did put it on, and holy fucking Christ!
What that a album mashup!
Is so weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So they're a technical death metal duo who have managed to blend death metal, technicality, black metal, surf rock, and even country together in this like ridiculous just maze of noise. Like, and it chomps and changes genre to genre, like with no regard for human life. You'll be there spinning your hair around in like a black metal fury, and then it's just straight into the like little surf rock vibes, and you want to start singing Rock Lobster or something.
It's a bit of a spin out at the on the first track where it kind of gets into a really intense style death metal groove before blasting into some country style rock. And I was like, how the fuck? And then there was a blast beat for a moment before it went back to the country.
No, it is really weird. It's a cool listen. Like I recommend everyone just put on just to see like just to listen to it and kind of see what you think of it.
Yeah.
Like it is something.
It's definitely worth listening to for a laugh. I definitely did that a lot because it's ridiculous. Some of the things that these guys have come up with. It's
so cool, honestly, though, at the same time.
It's pretty wild. Go and check it out. Seriously.
Someone was Sleep Terror with Above Snakes.
And the album art too is just so fucking spot on.
Yeah.
They really ride the cowboy vibes on that album, which is great.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I got huge like a reminder of the Wayfarer album from last year, Romance with Violence, which is basically just black metal cowboys, which is a fucking sick album. I think going back now, I'd put it into my top three. Ooh. I have listened to it a lot. It is sick. And they just did a live recording. It's up on what's a website? Roadburn Redux. So that's free. It's a little 20-minute set of their new stuff, which because they don't really have anything yet. It's fantastic.
Well, bloody shit, eh, mate. I'll have to give that one a check out.
Yeah, no, it is really cool. I think I've sent the album to you a couple of times. I don't know if you ever actually got around to it, though.
No, I probably did. Man, it's so fucking weird because every time I sit down and listen to metal now, unless it's like a release I've been excited for or something that was like really like important in the first like 30 seconds of listening time, then it kind of like fell apart. Like I really wanted to bring up the Blindfolded and Led to the Woods.
Yes.
Because this was a really solid background listen for me personally.
Okay, it's a fucking intense record, like something I personally wouldn't have on as background noise.
See, I fucking loved it because it kind of like made me just sit back and go, wow, man. And like... it wasn't until maybe Lucid Visitations where I was like, fuck, a break. Because sonically it is also very intense. It doesn't really let up a whole lot until that point where it kind of it starts off a little bit slow before it gets back into the intensity until the end of the album.
Yeah.
More of the black metal style vibe, I would say. Which also, again, for me to kind of go and, you know, consistently have this on as, you know, something to just play is pretty good, mate. Because I must have liked it at some point, yeah. I would say.
So just a bit of background for them. They're from Christchurch, so they're Kiwis.
Bloody chaotic,
progressive, technical death metal, five piece. A lot of dissonance.
Yes.
It's almost like just a nightmarish hellscape. Similar to that of Ulcerate's album last year, which I love, Stare Into Death and Be Still, another Kiwi band. So they're Kiwis, mate. They're fucking doing something over there, aren't they?
Oh, cheer, bro. Up the bloody boys, eh? They worry, my boo. Tell your brother to pick up his scooter, G.
Where do you want to go now? I just wanted to maybe run over this one. The Drowned God, Pale Home. Did you throw this one on?
No, I don't think so. Because okay. I was going to bring up just on the topic of Kiwis, Antagonist AD. I know you didn't like this one so much.
But yeah, no, I'm not really a fan of them in general, though.
Yes. But just to give some more love to New Zealand boys, it's a bit of a stylistic follow-up to their EP that they dropped last year, Through Fire. They came out swinging in terms of, you know, their own style and sound. To doing a more political-themed EP, which is fine, I guess. But I don't know. Up to you in terms of what you want to make out of it, I guess. I don't want to get into it. Because that's a whole different conversation for a different podcast that I'm not doing. So it does sound a little bit metallic, but that's just their sound as well. So they're definitely more suited to a live setting, I would say. But I reckon it's a pretty solid EP if you're into the more, I guess, traditional oceanic metalcore sound, I guess. Because they haven't really left that sound since it got, you know, boring when, you know, Parkway stopped doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Antagonist AD.
Yes, with all things. Go and check it out.
So yeah, back to the Drowned God. One I didn't kind of grab a hold of too much, but I felt like it was still worth sharing because it will be someone's cup of tea. Anywhere I've kind of seen this album pop up, people throw the term black gaze at it, and it doesn't feel like that. So if you see people talking about it as black gaze, don't be thinking it of that. Like, it's, I kind of see what they mean by it, but it's not like Deaf Heaven. It's not anything like that. More along the lines of maybe post black, like really chunky bass, snapping cymbals. It kind of dabbles in exploration sonically. I kind of feel like it's a bit weaker. I went back and put on some other stuff. I felt it was weaker compared to that. So maybe if they use this as a building block and take kind of their first relief, which is a lot more like heavier, straight up kind of post black sort of stuff. This is that more kind of, I see why they say the black gaze, but it's still kind of for me post black. But yeah, I don't know. Give it a whirl if Deaf Heaven is your thing, but don't go into it thinking it's going to sound like Deaf Heaven. Just think of it a bit more evil. Bit post, okay. Like if Postman Pat delivered it for you.
Well, see, I'm happy if it's a little bit more evil than Deaf Heaven, because Deaf Heaven's sweet and all, but I'm like, maybe if you guys wanted to be a little
angrier.
Yeah, like that'd be perfect.
Yeah. Okay, and then maybe try their first album. And see where you stand on the Drowned God.
I bet.
Ayra. Triad Eos 1 is their release. The first part in a trilogy of releases to come. They finished these tracks back in 2020 and they're already onto writing the third chapter as this one is being released. So quite forward thinking band. They've executed what they wanted to put down to a T, I felt. It's atmospheric black metal with raging riffs and sickening vocals. There's black metal as they come, but really modern sounding instrumentation. So you're not going to get that really lo-fi bees in a jar sort of sound from the guitars. That all sounds really clear, but you got those real typical black metal vocals. I loved it. I've put this one on a fair bit. It's made it onto my short list as well. And just briefly what you said before we joined, I kind of take that you're not onto this at all.
Yeah, it's been a little bit weird for me because I think I wanted to like it from the first time I put it on because I was like, you know, this is... As soon as it started up, I was like, oh, fuck. Black. It's black metal. It's the black metal. It's the black metal side of the Slash when it says death metal, black metal. No.
That's so funny. Like, the fucking when I sent you Warforged and it has the black metal slash death metal, you're like, oh, how black metal is this?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, I am still trying to adjust to black metal. I kept going back to Wolf King a little bit over the holiday that I had recently, because fuck, that's a nice little album.
Yeah.
But that was because I think I was going back for comfortability and didn't want to explore.
Like, I still like black metal. I still albums. Like black metal. Like, I don't like, hate I all want... of it. I don't hate all of it.
It's good in some parts of this place. It's good in some parts of this place.
It's not all scary.
I probably will try and give it another listen at some point, but I think at the same time, it was also because I was trying to listen to Brockhampton as well.
Okay. Quite different.
Yes, very different. That was a pretty good album. That's actually gone in my short list. Very mature album for them, but we're not here for them. We're here for skull-crushing metal. And that's also not what we're going to talk about with this next album that Bailey was trying to get me to talk about earlier. because I wanted to bring up Ultra Pop from The Armed.
Yes.
Now,
this is my first experience with The Armed.
This is my first experience with them too. And I don't know what I was doing on the metal page on Apple Music. I think I was just trying to look for something to listen to. Besides, because I was making a playlist. Rivers of Nile was the first album that went on.
Damn.
Good choice. Where the Hours Men Roam. I was like, yeah, fucking oath. I wanted some nice little sax solos going through your fucking brain.
Fuck, I love that album so much.
Dude, it was so good, man.
That whole album is just the most beautiful journey that I think I've ever been taken on through an album.
Man, it was just so good. I'm sitting in the backseat of the car playing fucking Borderlands on my Switch. Got fucking Rivers of Nile playing. Oh, man, I'm in heaven. You know, just thinking about it now, I'm like, oh, that was so good. Man. Fuck. But yes, no, my first experience with them too. Now, they are a very weird band to talk about because they don't have a lot of information. All the information that they have, it's probably not real. They have been known to not really give real interviews. And the person who says he's one of the vocalists or is the actual vocalist of the band, nobody actually knows, and nobody has actually seen. Yeah, they're a bit of a joke band.
Yeah, but it's almost like that revolving door sort of situation.
Pretty much, but it's also it had every album produced by Kurt Ballou, also a fucking Converge man. So, I mean, if he's got anything to do with it, I'd probably say he's one of the members of the band.
Yeah,
he'd have to be, man.
Kurt record too, it's you can kind of tell when someone goes to him for recording. Like, this is really clean.
It is
no like sort of fuzz. Like, you don't think like Every Time I Die and this, you wouldn't think of the same producer.
No, you wouldn't,
because I think Kurt's done the last two E-Tid records. He may, I don't know if he's doing the new one.
So, no, I don't know if he is either.
And like, even thinking like Converge, the dude in fucking Converge, you think produced this album, wouldn't make sense. So yeah, no, it's a really cool album.
And especially the way that it opens up to being such an electronic track. It kind of reminded me of that Wholehearted album I sent you a couple of moons ago. Where it opened up with this really atmospheric intro that was like a really nice track and really subverted an expectation for what you were really going to be getting. Yes. And then once the second track came in, it was holy fuck.
We've crash landed at our destination.
But but in saying that too, in that introduction, when I say introduction, it's like a 3-minute song, but in that first song, there's still so much noise and so much going on in the background in terms of fucking synths and electronics and screamed vocals too.
Yeah, it's just not delivered with heavily distorted downtuned guitars and crashing drums. It's synths and fucking beep boops.
It's honestly such a fucking highlight of the whole experience.
Yeah.
But you know, and kind of like was sort of what I expected when I looked at the album art for the first time too. But then, as soon as the second track came around, it's like holy shit.
Yeah. Like now I know why it's in the metal category.
Yeah, dude. It fucking just opens up in a blaze of fucking glory. But also more in a hardcore
sensibility, like 80,
more like an old school sort of style beat wise, but brought up in a more desert rock sort of way, I suppose. like a new age.
Yeah, it's like a like it sounds almost like it'd be perfect in the Cyberpunk soundtrack. Like this is the soundtrack to Cyberpunk, something like that, or maybe Blade Runner.
Well, it's actually funny that you say that because they do have a song in the Cyberpunk soundtrack.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah, they're actually on the radio along with Converge. So
sick. Converge makes sense. Well, I mean, so does this, but yeah.
It's honestly the whole album really is just the biggest mishmash of hardcore, electronic, mathcore, pop music, and just noise rock in general.
Yeah.
I think with the amount of different artists they have in this band, whoever they actually are, I think they've got at least three different vocalists. I think I can hear three different vocalists. There's a female and there's two guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who is where at all times, but I definitely like.
They're somewhere, man.
Yeah, they're somewhere out there, man. They got names too, but I don't know who they are, and I don't think they know who they are today either.
They just exist.
I really like how aggressive the female vocalist is as well. Her name's supposed to be Kara. She sounds fantastic throughout the album with her shrieking and
banshee almost.
It almost makes me so happy that we've had a pupil slides to come out in the year as well, because it's just so female nice vocalists, hearing female vocalists just absolutely rip ass, bro.
Yeah, I've been jamming that pupil slicer a fair bit this week too. Still a solid fucking release.
I totally get what you mean about fucking Annie Fantani's fucking opinion on that. I was so upset, dude.
I was like, come on, man. Good as I'm like, better than that.
But then, like, at the same time, I was like, as soon as I thought that, I was going to text you and be like, man, I think I'm simping over pupil slicer.
Yeah, we're those butthurt spirit box fans, but for pupil slicer.
Yeah, a band that actually makes sense.
Yeah, like we're obviously still a lot cooler.
Yeah, fucking oath. What's Courtney LaPlante do? Just fucking sing.
Just wee
about off. What? Her fucking grandma dying, pussy. These bitch things about getting her not safe to be talking about, because we shouldn't be. Go and listen to the song if you want to hear what's going on. It's a banger of a song and a banger of an album. Go and check that out. Highly recommend it. But coming back to the Armed and Ultra Pop, man, it's hard to really say how I feel about this album, because like the Sleep Terror record, there's just a lot happening here.
It's going to take a few more weeks to digest this fully.
Yeah, and I've already spent a lot of time trying to digest it. This album's taken up a lot of my time over the days. I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, no, we haven't even had it for a full week yet.
Yeah, I know. And I still can't really fathom what's happening. I will say, for the time being, though, Ultra Pop, A Life So Wonderful, Average Death, Where Man Knows One, and Bad Selection, probably my picks of the litter. For the time being, it's just an incredible listen. And I think I'd kind of push this to anyone, regardless of whether they like metal or not, because it'll make people feel uncomfortable at first. And I think that's the best way to figure out whether you like Brussels sprouts or not. You know what I'm saying? So I would say go and chuck Ultra Pop on. It's from The Armed. I feel it's a pretty good album. What have you got to say about it, Mike? Because I feel like I think I wanted you to do this one because I knew kind of I would be saying the same thing you were, but
I knew you were able to put a lot more time into it than I have been. So yeah, I'm much the same. I need a bit more time though.
Maybe something we come back to,
Yeah.
because fuck, it's a big one still. It's probably it, I mean, I've already got it in there in my top 10 already, but fuck, it's hard to just pick what's so good or what about this album, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
holy
it's so
shit.
much there.
I don't think we've had an album like this in a while, you know, where
No.
there's just so much to unpack.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, Pupil Sizer was there in a way, but it was much of the same. It was like the grindy mathy stuff, whereas this flows so much between other things.
Yeah. And fucking the way that they do it too, so much class. Oh. And you know what? Also, fuck you, Annie Fantani. I don't know what you think you heard about this album, but I don't understand the compression.
Yeah. No, I didn't get that either.
I don't understand. But maybe just get better headphones, or
Yeah,
better melon. No. Give that album a listen. The Armed Ultra Pop. Fuck yeah, fucking oath. And maybe we'll talk about it later in the mid-year review.
I think that'll be the way to go.
I think it definitely is. And mate, did you give To the Grave much of a listen at all? Because
A
I
little
did for a
bit.
bit, and I also didn't.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I think we can kind of agree with this one that it was a bit of a throwaway too.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean,
for modern deathcore,
modern
it's like,
deathcore.
okay, you know, like more of the same thing that's going on. But this bloke has to have some of the nastiest vocals
Yeah.
in the game at the moment. And I think that's what carries a listen, besides maybe some of that really, you know, genty sort of guitar tone, guitar playing style, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me for it was the My Chemical Romance cover.
Yeah,
That
that
was
was,
cool.
man, I, as soon as I saw it in the track list, I'm like, that better not be, like,
You guys have not
surely.
done this.
Like, surely they've just made a song and it's got the same name. Surely it's not the same song that I'm thinking of.
I did
And
have a look
it
at their
was.
Instagram page though, and they did tease it. They had just a kind of redrawing of the Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge cover.
Yeah.
Personally, my favorite My Chemical Romance album.
Yes. No, I have to agree with you on that one too. I did have to go back and listen to that album after
I did put it on a
finding
couple of
out.
weeks before, not even like knowing it was going to be a cover on here.
But it's actually got to be one of the better covers of
Like
songs
a
that didn't need
weird
to be
cover,
covered.
yeah. Like a deathcore cover of like a emo song, yeah. No, it just doesn't make sense, but yeah, it well done. It is a very well done cover.
Oh, fucking oath. Acacia Strain, take notes if you want to do covers of other good songs, you fucking weirdos. Don't waste a cover on Black Hole Sun like that ever again. Go and pick a better Soundgarden song, you fucking weirdos. Oh, you could have done Spoon Man. I would have liked an Acacia Strain version of Spoon Man. Give me Spoon Man, Acacia Strain. Come on, bloody hell.
Quickly to touch base on another death metal record, Celestial Sanctuary, not to confused with Celestial Swarm that we covered earlier. They've released their album Soul Diminished. It's a death metal record with like thrashy swagger. You know, they've got some melodic elements, a bit of hardcore in there. It's much more than just an old school death metal revival band. Like there's some groove straight. That would come straight up like the black metal. Sorry, the Black Album or the Cowboys from Hell album. So that was cool. If you like a bit of funky death metal, go check it out. If you want that big southern
funky death metal,
big southern riffage in your death metal, that's one for you. And then to kind of just wrap up releases that I kind of noted, the Cannibal Corpse record, Violence Unimagined.
Yeah, that was
this is huge.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It did fall again to background background noise for me, but it also was the same day as everything else that dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like they've taken such a huge step forward production-wise, but still managed to keep them who they are. And I feel like that is a huge kudo to them. To be able to who they are, but you know, to really up the sound of it. You know, it's their 15th album. I think they deserve an award for just doing it this long and still putting out riffs that aren't recycled and aren't stale.
Facts. For being able to keep up with the modern sound too, is, you know, it's pretty easy for bands to, you know, be around for this long and, you know, get stale and stuff. I mean, Metallica do it, you know, Meshuggah are probably going to do it at some point. All the bands do it.
Yeah.
And for Cannibal Corpse to still bring in a pretty solid effort.
I mean, how does George still sound this good as well, like this far? Like, you see so many vocalists just kind of lose it over the years. And these guys have been doing it for what? 30 years now?
Yeah, man, it's fucking neck, bro.
Yeah, that is it.
That thing, bro, that motherfucker is built different. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that neck of his, but that cunt needs to sort that out.
Have you seen the fucking clip of them playing live? And he, like, before they start playing the song, he's like, I'm going to challenge you to headbang faster than me. Just know you fucking more. And then he just starts going and it's fucking nuts. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but it's so good.
Is that because of his neck?
Yeah. I think obviously the producer and now guitarist Eric Rutan, you know, obviously he's been one of the biggest producers in metal in the 21st century. I think that's kind of where this new kind of life is coming from for them.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a huge step forwards. I've jammed a bit. It's kind of on the short list, but more towards the back end. I think I'm going to have to do a few more listens, but I just wanted to, you know, give them huge kudos. 30 years, 15 albums, and they're not stale yet. Fucking big ups, boys.
Yeah, fucking good on you, boys, buddy. Well done, mate.
That's pretty much up the all bloody I've kind of really kind of noted over these past few weeks.
Yeah, that's
like obviously that's we've got a single here and there. Like we got the Justice for the Damn single. Speaking of, they just did a merch drop. They've got some fucking slides.
Oh, stop!
They got slides. They got a protein shaker. Fucking hats, a bottle opener, a gym towel, like an overnight duffel bag.
Oh my god!
Some sick stuff in it.
Jeez, man, I have to go and check that out then.
Mm.
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, far out. I'm a very tired boy. Fucking LA.
Mm.
Now, the other thing that dropped for me that was worth talking about, I think, or well, at least touching on, was Holding Absence.
Yeah.
The Greatest Mistake of My Life. That wasn't a bad album, I think, for a modern sort of rock album. The Quintet.
I probably can't comment. I haven't listened enough.
From Wales, it's thematically a pretty solid album, I suppose. I think I did listen to it a little bit, and I can already pick favorites out of that album. on the first listen, just going from memory. And, you know, I was already skipping them by the third playthrough. So I don't think by any means it deserves a place on anyone's top 10. But I would also argue that it's a pretty solid listen. Vocally, very, very sound. He does a great job at hitting some fucking beautiful melodies and really nice chorus passages. Although some of the lyrics are kind of cringe and really noticeable because he's very articulate and you can hear him very clearly. But the band is also really fucking solid too. They sound so nice. The tone of the guitar with the bass, you know, there's not a lot of drum action going on because they are just an alternative rock band really at the end of the fucking day. But I still recommend putting them on whenever you feel like maybe getting a little bit in your feels. I think that's what the whole, that's what they're trying to get at. But yes, Holding Absence, greatest mistake of my life. Go and give that a crack as well if you feel like it. Otherwise, I'll go and fuck myself. But I also just noticed while I was on my phone earlier, Full Tilt in Brisbane just sold out.
Did it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I didn't think it would.
No, see, I didn't either. But apparently, and I thought this was really funny, because they kind of, it looked like they kind of patting themselves on the back, like, oh, yeah, it's so cool. Oh. They reckon they were going to announce that they're, you know, you should grab your tickets because they're about to sell out. And over the last couple of days, it's been a mad rush, apparently. Okay. And, today they sold out.
That may...
Congratulations, Brisbane.
I wonder if it has something to do with the rules coming out of lockdown, because I know Spacey Jane were meant to perform up here on the coast and they had to postpone due to having too many tickets sold already. And then the restrictions coming in on the numbers there.
So well, they did say depending on restrictions, they may release more.
Okay.
So sign up to the email list to be notified when more tickets go on sale.
Mm.
But, you know, that just means they can make more money out of people because I'm pretty sure they did. It was just the one straight fee. It's not like those fucking festivals that charge people for releases.
Not like Listen Out.
That's going to be so exciting. Like the fucking, that's
gonna be huge.
First metal festival of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother. It'd be nice to see some big headline metal tours come through this year too. I understand not some overseas ones. I understand that. But also understand not seeing Alpha Wolf. That's pretty sad. Not on their headline tour anyway. We get lucky enough to see them at Full Tilt at least. Because I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure you've seen them with Lockin.
Yep.
I haven't yet. So I'm pretty interested to see what they sound like and how they go. Because last time I saw them was when they had Fuckwit. And that was a pretty sad day for me. Pretty sad experience. except for the chick that got knocked out in the pit.
sucked in.
Yeah, I mean, I think the dude, I don't think know if the dude actually did it deliberately. It kind of looked like he did, and it was kind of funny. But what wasn't funny was the brawl that broke out and nearly ended the show.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Good old Noosa. Love Noosa. But yeah, they were pretty fucking sweet. So it'd be nice to see. Some shit go down.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to go off, especially off the back of the last record.
Yes, huge record too. Huge fucking record. want to see what the crowd's like, though. I don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of fucking weirdos that aren't going to, like, fully pit and just be too cooked to fucking do a whole lot else. But I think being the first metal festival back,
it's going to go first nuts,
bigger festival back anyway.
And obviously, you're going to have the Viart kids too. Make them suffer, kids. They'll be there to pit.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to go sit in front of Slowly Slowly. They're going to go to Alpha Wolf.
Well, they might go to Slowly Slowly. You never know.
Maybe they need a breather in between. Make them suffer and Viart.
I'll be going to Slowly Slowly for a bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for like a minute or two. I'm not so sure yet.
Yeah, we have to wait and see what the set list schedule's like.
Yeah, the timetable, fuck.
It's getting close. Oh, I have to drop that soon.
Yes. I need to prepare my day. But it's only on two stages, hey. And indoor, outdoor. Yep. Fuck. Yeah, they better not be fucking shit cunts indoors.
Mm.
I don't want to, but you know what? I'm going to have to see Northland indoors.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to see how I go with them. Like, I saw them right after Vultures was a song. So I can't remember where that was. It was the first Good Things.
Yeah. I still haven't seen them yet. I think
that
I
was my first time with them.
I missed seeing them in their prime, which is very, very, very upsetting. But I'd complain the whole time, but I'm still gonna like fucking see them, I suppose. So I'm like, yeah, I saw Northlane. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not the same.
Yeah, no.
It's now going to be one of those done things. One of those one and done things. Unlike, if Amity Affliction had better supports, probably would have done that.
You know, I ended up getting a ticket to that because Lana wanted to go.
Yeah, I'm sure you were telling me that.
Yeah.
Void of Vision will be fucking sick.
That'll be my second time seeing them.
Because you did you come to Brisbane and see them? No.
No, I saw them at Heaven and Hell.
Yeah. No, fuck. They were sick at what's his face? But they won't be doing Hyper Days in Full. They'll be doing their own little set. Yeah. So that'll probably be better than Hyper Days in Full anyway, to be honest. Because Ghost in the Machine is nice, and the sooner they play that, the better. And they still play old songs too, which is fucking sick. I like that. Like that about them. That's good, man. Good. But no, it'll be good to see whether more tickets get released. I want to see a packed out RNA Showgrounds. No, it's not even an RNA Showgrounds. No. I'm thinking of Good Things. Fuck me. Because if they want that to go ahead this year, they're supposed to get announced soon too.
Yeah. We should be getting that in maybe June.
My bloody fingers crossed.
Yeah, and because they said it was going to be the same lineup they would have had for 2020.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
Mm.
So I'm definitely interested to see what they've got going on. I want to believe that the All Australian rumors are true, because that would be a really dope lineup. Because I can imagine
that's going to be a Unify thing.
I reckon all of the reunions that could happen would be dope.
Yeah.
But also going off that point too, that I reckon that also would be more of a Unify thing. But it's also at the same time, like, what bands can Australia get over here? realistically.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, where they say it's gonna be the same lineup, but is it really? How easy are they gonna get these bands over?
Yeah, unless more restrictions are gonna open up. Like, they only just opened up the travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand. Like,
I don't know if it's gonna go ahead, if they were gonna want this lineup.
Yeah, it'll be one of those things we just wait and see. Hey, I'm still optimistic that it'll be a pretty solid lineup, but I also think it'll probably be an all-Australian one too. It'll be one of those things where it's like, fuck it. And I reckon a lot of bands too will be like, fuck it, because they'll want money.
Yeah.
The bands will want money, so I think they should do it. Fucking all Australian good things as well.
Yeah, obviously not as big as it would have been. Hopefully they keep it at the showgrounds, though.
Yeah, I don't know where else they'd be able to have it.
Yeah.
Because the showgrounds are just perfect for the amount of, you know, stages they need to have. Honestly, and it was a really nice layout to walk in from, you know, the entry and straight into that fucking boiler room type tent was just dope. Not even a tent, it was the fucking open pit.
Yeah,
the tent was out the back.
Yeah,
where the pavilion Shikari was,
the sweat fest.
Be careful of the carnival fans.
Yeah.
We don't want to hurt them. Fucking lol.
They're little softies.
Yeah, that'd be nice to hear some new carnival music coming too, but fucking hell.
I mean, surely they have time now and they're not doing those tours.
Yeah, bloody bastards. Right, I hadn't bought tickets anyway, so
neither.
And they're gonna do a live stream instead anyway, aren't they?
Yes.
Which I'd probably just pay for. Cause at least the conversion's simple on that, because there's no conversion, it'd just be a straight up $10 or something.
Unless they're dogs and put it in US.
Oh, fuck. If they put it in, nah, surely not. If they do, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Going to be so fucking upset. But speaking of albums that should be dropping soon, Every Time I Die.
Yeah, no
what
news.
What happened to that? That kind of just fizzled out.
We finally got AWOL as a single for everyone.
Yeah, and then nothing.
Radio silence. I was expecting an announcement with that.
Yeah, so was I. Or at least soon after that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're still fucking around. Maybe it's not quite ready yet.
No. I don't know.
I'm just passionately waiting, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm very keen. I've been listening to a lot of Every Time I Die lately.
Jeez, I can't wait to see what your Apple replay looks like at the end of the year.
I know Every Time I Die is up there in top three. Frozen's Hole would be top three as well. I don't know about the other spot there. Because like the other day, I just went through and made what I would want Every Time I Die set list to look like. You know I like you when I do that for you. I make my set list about you.
The dream set list.
Yeah. Like encore and all.
Oh, shit.
I go in.
Fuck, what's your dream Every Time I Die set list?
Okay, I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so we have 22 songs for 1 hour and 9 minutes. Isn't too bad for them, I think. You know, they can do an hour 10, have a little break, come out for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So we open with Roman Holiday, straight into Floater, Underwater Bimbos from Outer Space, The Marvelous Slut, Glitches, nice. Romeo a Go-Go,
yep.
Champing at the Bit, Kill the Music, We Are Wolf, Wanderlust, Partying Is Such Sweet Sorrow. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a fucking banger.
Decaying with the Boys, If There Is Room to Move, The Coin Has a Say, A Colossal Wreck, Desperate Pleasures.
Yep.
Remembers. I've Been Gone a Long Time, In Rehab, The Great Secret, Rendez Voodoo, and then finish with Map Change.
Fuck yeah. That's the encore?
Yeah. So that was hard to do.
Damn, son.
So I had to go through and like make a playlist first of songs I would have in there. And then kind of like filter down and trickle out how I would want it in order. And like, let me have a look at the playlist I made. So that was 22 songs. The playlist I like made a short list of for them is 67. Jeez. Yeah.
Fuck. They've got a lot of songs that are just fucking so good.
They are incredible.
I don't even know how they choose what songs they want to play.
Literally.
They've got so many good songs to choose from. I don't understand. They go,
I think I asked you a while ago, but what is your favorite Every Time I Die record?
Jeez.
Mine's definitely The Big Dirty.
And
it's probably a fight between Gutter Phenomenon and Low Teens.
See, I'd probably say Low Teens is probably my one, but at the same time, and this is the really hard thing too, because I fucking really do enjoy fucking Hot Damn.
Yeah.
And it's like, I still don't really know what goes where between those two. But I'd also have to fucking say From Parts Unknown and then The Big Dirty.
Yeah, Parts Unknown is still banger. X Lives, I kind of swing in and out of.
Yeah, I'd say that maybe rounds out five, but
yeah.
I'd also probably throw New Junk Aesthetic over X Lives.
I mean, they're all fantastic, though, aren't they? when we really talk about it.
At the end of the fucking day, it's Every Time I Die. Sick.
Yeah.
And not one every time release. I don't think they could ever put down a bad release.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Gojira.
Mm-hmm. They're just that upper echelon.
But fuck me, Dad, man. I've been waiting for Gojira and just be like, yep, here. Your album. Magma was so good, but this is already so much better. This is going to
be
sick,
yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I need more people to tell the world how important of a band Gojira is.
Yeah, I was...
It's just so true.
And one of the things I was chatting about them, I was like, oh, you know, why haven't we really seen much talk about Gojira? And one of the comments was like, they're not a band that get a lot of hate. Like, people love them. And then people are like, yeah, they're good. But no one's really like, nah, they're shit. Like, everyone will kind of respect, like, yeah, they are a good band, whether they're a fan or not. I mean, it was pretty fucking spot on, which is hard. Like, you don't see that a lot, especially in the metal community either.
Hell no. Because it's such a hard place to, you know, be a part of, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on at all times, and it's such a hard industry to really get a hold of, because so much of the scene is underground, and for you to really bust through, that means they've got to do something that gains more traction for people. Because metal is also one of those things where the community can get so toxic. I mean, look at fucking that metalcore deathcore page that
we have. Bro.
Like, fucking hell.
I forgot that existed.
It did exist. I will never forget that it existed, because that page was so much fun.
How'd you know I showed it to you earlier?
Oh, man. Oh, I probably would have gotten over it as much as
like I did. At the same time. I didn't even post in there.
I think I commented a bit just because, like, I wanted to see when
the piss.
Yeah, I wanted to see what sort of reactions we could get. But
your favorite thing to do?
Yeah, 100%. Especially in that fucking buyout thread. That was...
Yeah, I did see that pop up a few times.
That buyout thread. I don't know. They were pretty tame for buyout. I think Thyart has done a Parkway where they've kind of nailed a sweet spot for people. You know what I mean?
Gets them enough kind of mainstream. When I say mainstream, I mean mainstream in the metal world, but still almost a little bit true to their sound, I guess, in a way. But it's that kind of that balance between the two where it is still drawing in bigger crowds. It is drawing in new fans. It's a bit more accessible. Yeah.
They've totally done the Parkway approach, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, like, I mean, they're getting old now. I totally
get it. They're getting old now.
They can't play forever.
I totally get it. And
it just ain't
that's
for us.
What makes it fucking... That's why it totally makes me so happy when people get so butthurt when you tell them that their fucking new albums suck. Because those are the albums that they really, really, really enjoy, because those are the albums that they like. Came in on, and they don't, and they're like, "Yeah, the old stuff's good, but this stuff's better. Mm. They've just changed, man. Deathcore evolved, man. Oh, bro, the Deathcore evolved argument's so dumb.
You know, in one of the group I'm in for the other podcast, they do a poll thing in there, so it's like a pick your favorite. The one for the Thyart was 15 votes for Hate, 5 for Human Target, 3 for Infinite Death, 3 for Dear Desolation, 2 for The Adversary, 1 for Holy War. But I mean, at least the majority of us have good taste.
Yeah, Hate's the way it is.
And I mean, Infinite Death and The Adversary got more than Holy War.
Yeah, well, that's not hard because they're both better than Holy War too. And arguably better than the new material too, now that I think about it.
Yeah, Human Target, I'm not a fan of. Like I said to you, I enjoyed Dear Desolation. I feel like that was the perfect balance between the two. Human Target's just too far. It just feels forced and recycled. I mean, like, Make America Hate Again, the fucking riffs, the same riff from Puppet Master. It's basically the same fucking instrumentals.
Yeah, it's fuck, how did I describe it to someone as to why I find it hard to listen to Thyart? And I'm pretty sure we've also said the same thing to each other too. It's like, who do they sound like? Fit for an Autopsy, right? And who would you personally write? I mean, I know what I'd rather listen to, and it's Fit for an Autopsy.
Yeah, new but, fit, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going out of my way to listen to New Fit for an Autopsy, because New Fit for an Autopsy is about as fucking by the numbers as what it can be getting as at this point in time for them too. They're kind of...
I thought C past. Was that nice balance though, like their Dear Desolation, but still 10 times better.
Oh, look, I'm not saying... like, if we're going to compare between Fit for an Autopsy and Thyart, I'm going to pick Fit for an Autopsy, but I still don't like new Fit for an Autopsy that much either.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But Fit for an Autopsy is fucking doing it so much better, but that's because I think they're the ones who have been pushing the sound and everyone else is just kind of following. They're leading the way for Deathcore,
yeah.
This. they're doing the Architects approach.
Yeah, this is the Bring Me Architects version of Deathcore.
Man, speaking of fucking Bring Me the Horizon, have you gone back to that album recently?
Survival Horror?
Yes.
Today.
It still holds up a little pretty well, hey? Oh,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, this, like, even when we had the tracks I didn't like, I don't like now, but the tracks I did like then, I still like. Like Dear Diary, fucking rager of a track.
Oh, still rips, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And Kingslayer, as much of a meme listener as it was at the start,
it's still so good.
And how much of it, like, I kind of fell off it because of how much of a meme listener it was, and I did like it, but, you know, when I went back to it the other day, I was like, yeah, this song fucking slapped.
Yeah, every time you back to it, you're like, yeah, it still fucks. This is why I liked it.
Yeah, this is why we play it. This is for the goods. Fuck. Have you heard any news about whether their album's coming out sooner rather than later?
Is that Bring Me?
Yeah.
No idea. None, there's nothing at the moment. Like, you know, they were teasing Survival Horror pretty heavily on the YouTubes. We haven't really gotten anything yet, but they've all been pretty quiet on social media, so maybe they're recording. Maybe they're writing.
Maybe so. Fingers crossed.
Still a lot of releases we're yet to hear about. You know, the ones we've mentioned just this episode, like Every Time I Die, Periphery, Chunk, Bring Me. Still a lot we're yet to even get confirmed.
Very true. Like, we're still waiting for details on Meshuggah as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mastodon.
Yes, fuck.
Something like this year, man, the potential could be the biggest fucking year, I reckon.
Man, let's really hope that... I really hope that 2021 is going to be the bigger year for music. I mean, 2020 was a big year to figure it out, get it done. And we've still got Reflections to drop the last single to fill up their EP.
Yep.
Oh. Vil Jada's supposed to be dropping an album.
Mm. Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can't be too hard. They're obviously getting pretty creative. Mm-hmm. Like, they're helping out Reflections. Humanity's Last Breath dropped an album. Mm-hmm. Surely sooner rather than later, they're going to be like, yeah, well, Lil Jada's
our album.
Because, 2013 was when a Thousand Evils was out.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Give us what we bloody want.
8 bloody years, boys. Now's better than ever.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Now hasn't been a better time.
Even if we get singles towards the end of the year and early next year, like January, February release, I'd take that.
Oh, 100%. And well, any time this year, I'll take. But I also just want to quick. I think it's like one of the last things that I can really think of before I run out of things to talk about. Bill Murray re-recorded his Hog Cranker's Ball video that will be going up on streaming services sooner rather than later. I can't wait for that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I want to see him perform some of these songs live. And see who he gets to collaborate with, I think. Because he said it's going to be Bill Murray and Friends. So I can't wait to see who comes in vocally and in for the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
And because he said it'd be filmed around... Did he say it'd be aired or finished filming and editing by the end of April?
Yeah.
Either way, it's happening pretty soon. So keep your ear to the ground for more details on that. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Well, I'm pretty much everything I've wanted to touch base on.
Yeah, I'm about the same too, my friend. Fuck. What a time. It's been good being back. Yeah. That was great.
Much needed.
Definitely. And shit, man, some new releases coming up soon. It's time to get fucking keen.
It's got a few big weeks coming. Fucking I think the next real massive one's going to be Gojira for us, about 2 weeks now. You'll definitely hear us chat about that one.
Yes. I'm not counting down the day at all. But yes, I've been Brody. He's been Bailey. I have
been Bailey. We've done a swapsie since the start of the episode.
Yes, I got it right. Considering how tired I am, I managed to pull my shit together. It's a pleasure, man. It's always a fucking pleasure.
We enjoy this very much.
Very, very well needed, because there's not a lot of people who appreciate metal just as much as you do, my friend.
We've been doing this.
Hey, man, we out here. We out here holding the flag, man. follow us on our socials. You'll find everything linked in the description. All the bands that we've talked about, I will link in the description below as well. Be sure to check everything out.
I'll be putting up also, something on Instagram as well for you.
Yes. Always check in our Instagram page, the podcast page. We always try and put things on our story there. Mostly what we're listening to.
Yep.
We'll
let you know on there stuff. When the new episode's live.
Yeah. All the good stuff happens on our Instagram page. So go and follow that. That'll be linked in the description. Won't be linked, but you'll have to fucking, you know, you'll find that in the description below. While you're also there, subscribe to the podcast. Give us a thumbs up.
Yeah, or a five stars.
That is also appreciated. And share us around. Talk to us about your friends. And
show your nanny. You
know, get your grandma involved.
Yeah.
100%. She needs something to listen to.
Show us Sangwe Sugarbowl.
Yeah, absolutely. She wants to get down and dirty. And, you know, by that I mean she wants to get in the fucking pit and smash some cunts. So get in there, Gran. Yeah, I know you've got it in you. Yeah, fucking oath. So, mate, that's it for me. That's it from you.
Yes. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 17.
And I'll go fuck myself.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.